Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We're talking about getting back on track. Hey, folks, those bunny trails, those little prophetic bunny trails are huge to listeners, let me tell you. Used to go to church all the time. Had a very prophetic preacher. Used to go off on these bunny trails, and I'm sitting back there saying, that's just for me. It's like, Lord, I just asked for that. Lord, you're answering my prayer. And he would stop and say, I don't know who this is for right now, but this is what you need to hear. Oh, my goodness. Life of the Holy Ghost is awesome. And I know people are being fed. 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about, friends, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. Getting on back on track. There's a true story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. After waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and she ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it up to him. The audacity of this woman, he thought. Different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, presumptuous flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had been, in truth, been very gracious. Folks, I want to ask you something. Who is hell set for? I want to know. Who is hell set for? Because I know, I mean, most people you talk to, they think they're going to heaven. And when you put it up to Scripture, friends, those people that think they're going to heaven, that are living on the wide, broad path, they're sadly mistaken. Because I'm here to tell them it's straight and narrow and difficult is the way. As you continuously work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Okay? And it's my job to preach the cross. Nothing more, nothing less. And as long as I'm preaching the cross, I'm driving you to the Christ. I had a lady one time say to me, Bradley, every time I come to church, I have to go home and seek out what it says in the Word. I said, well, then I'm doing my job, right? That's exactly right. And so it is. I got a question for you. Who is hell created for? Now, again, keep in mind, I'm not a hellfire preacher because it's not scriptural. Remember the man that was in hell? The book of Luke? And he wanted his Lord to go and warn his brothers of this place that was real. And he said, they have Moses and the prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. Whoa! They have Moses and the prophets. Not, oh, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Not scriptural, friends. Not scriptural. Who is hell created for? Those that transgress God's law and go on throughout their days in an unrepentant state. Okay? I don't fear hell. I deserve hell. I fear God. And because of his mercy, he saved me by grace through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, washing me and saving me from my sin. Matthew 1:21. Okay? It's talked about over 54 times in the Bible. You know, who is jail? Folks, who ends up in jail? Those that violate law. Isn't it interesting how when people violate law, they want to blame other people? And I was just talking about this during the first segment, the first hour. We have to take responsibility because you're going to have, on the day of judgment, to give an account for every idle word before a just and a holy God. Every idle thought before a just and a holy God. You. Not somebody else, not an accomplice. It's going to be you all by yourself, bending down on your knee, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord, and answering for what you did. And if I deal with one thing, it's this right here. And it reminds me of Jesus in Mark 10, when the rich young ruler, the Bible says after he told him the commandments, Jesus told him, you know what the law says, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, so on and so forth. And the young rich ruler, what did he do? He tried to justify himself, and he said, I've kept all these from my youth. But the Bible says that Jesus went to this one thing. Looking on him whom he loved, he said this one thing. Who is responsible for the sin? The rich young ruler. Who's responsible for your sin, your choices? You are. Hey, folks, how can the act be apart from the actor? Curious. And it's interesting how you hear this double talk. I'm asking the question, how can the act be apart from the actor? It's interesting how people have enough common sense to understand that when someone uses a weapon, for example, and they kill someone with it, that the weapon didn't do it, but the person that was responsible for pulling the trigger, if it was a gun, was responsible. Matter of fact, you never see, you can't go to a prison in the United States of America and find a gun in jail, can you? No. But politicians want to blame the guns because they want to strip the guns from the people that are making the choice, as Hollywood actually teaches them how to commit the crime. Okay? And the Supreme Court says it's free speech to do so. They're the ones advocating the crime. Okay? But you know what? They can be the ones advocating the crime, but if I commit the crime, then I'm responsible for taking on what they were teaching me to do. Who goes to jail? The one that taught me or the one that did it? See what I'm getting to? Folks, God's not merely angry against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Isn't it interesting, in parallel, simultaneously, saying the same thing a different way to the church? But when you talk about people today, when you show them the moral law, they want to blame somebody else for the choices that they made. And they just think, to the grace of God that's being used as an occasion for the flesh, that they can just go ahead and do it and they're still going into heaven. You're sadly mistaken. The Bible doesn't teach that. Okay? Matter of fact, I'm just going to go, because this one usually shuts everybody's mouth right off the bat. Okay? I want you to listen to this. Live radio. Oh my goodness, that was a quick break. I'm going to come right back to this. Okay? Go to Hebrews 10:26. Matter of fact, what it says is, we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth. We, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. I just wanted to get that out there, so people can understand that there is no blaming somebody else for what I make.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm asking the question, you know what? 117 cities, I understand. I'm giving it to you right from the hip and right from the heart. But it sure is nice hearing from some of those that might oppose or contend. Those that have a differing view from the one I'm sharing with you, which is scriptural. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting to hear from somebody. Again, friends, I get the emails, I get the live chats, I get the thumbs down. What's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. That's the problem. Don't shoot the messenger. You should be loving the one that loves you enough to tell you the truth. And for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, that's exactly what they do. But I just got a thumbs down on what I'm talking about right now, and I'm just simply asking the question, what's the thumbs down for? What are you convicted about? I'm asking you the simple question of who goes to hell? I mean, I hear this double talk. The politicians blame the gun when everybody in the church says, wait a second, it's not the gun's fault. It's the person that pulled the trigger's fault, right? And then you talk to the church about being guilty of sin before God, and then they blame somebody else, and then they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh to say and to excuse themselves from their responsibility before a just and a holy God. And I'm asking you the question, how can the act be apart from the actor? Because God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. When somebody commits a crime and they're incarcerated, who goes to jail? The weapon or the person that committed the crime with the weapon? And so it is with those that end up in hell. Who ends up in hell? Those that make the choice to commit the sin. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. Well, Bradley, that's not the New Testament, it's the Old Testament. No, that's the character of God. It still applies to part two, right? The New Testament. It's a fulfilling of. That know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to whom you obey? To whom you obey? Know ye not that to whom you obey? Friends, your servants to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that I've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. Amen. Romans 6. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he's tempted, that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Does sin go to hell? Or the person that chose to sin go to hell? Hey, folks, some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. And by the way, you're conditioned 24/7 through the CIA-controlled media concerning corrupt politicians, blaming everybody else for the crimes that they're responsible for committing. Okay? And we're not blaming the politicians. We're blaming the American people for tolerating corruption within the politicians. See how that works? That's why America's being destroyed. I mean, folks, listen to this. Would it be that, and would it appear that God is angry at the sin and yet not at the sinner? I mean, he hates the theft, but loves the thief? He abhors adultery, but it is pleased with the adulterer. Folks, this is supreme nonsense. Because the sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. Moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. And by the way, that's the person that goes on in his sin, that will die in his sin, and we know where sinners go that are unrepentant before God's moral law. Hell. It grieves and displeases him that a rational moral agent under his government should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. Folks, this thing that offends God is the sin that man chooses to commit. Okay? And he's offended at the man that does it. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked, Psalm 7, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, God will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner, the wicked man who has done the abominable thing. This is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on this subject. 1-866-582-9933. Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. I mean, folks, when you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you'll find that it is man and the sin that man chooses to commit that are responsible for the evil in this world. James 1:12, I just gave it to you from memory. Not God. Man not following the rule of God's government, because he hates his son, Jesus Christ, is the very reason evil exists in the world. It also has been and always will be. There are so many wars within. Yep. And without, and by the way, the New World Order monkeys, you need to understand, are also accusing Christians on a rampant basis across the globe. For those that didn't know, also keep in mind that Christians are the most persecuted in the world. Can you imagine if people in this country actually stood up and believed in the Christ they declare and confess and profess to believe in? I mean, folks, let me say it this way. We have a whole lot of believers in this country that just don't believe. We have a whole lot of believers that just don't believe, because if they did, we wouldn't be exposing crime in the church, in the government. No, we wouldn't be doing that. This isn't how we started off, I can tell you that. But we still have the same Father that our forefathers had. Remember, he's not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I think it is. But there's so many wars within and without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the King of Glory to understand real grace. And again, because of his mercy. But because he rebels, war continues, and man has the audacity to in turn blame God. Hey, folks, remember that in every war, that which precedes the war, the first casualty in every war is the truth. That's why you have war. Okay? War continues because man wars against his creator. Remember what Noah Webster said? He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Wait, so they're neglecting or despising the Bible is the very reason that evil prevails today. Yes, I just had some individual, and I'm not going to cap on him because I know what he was saying, but he needs to think through with what he was saying. But he posted, evil prevails because good men do nothing. We all respect Edmund Burke. There's no doubt about it. But he was wrong on this one, friends. Evil doesn't prevail while good men do nothing because good men won't allow evil to prevail. And so it is with real Christians. They won't allow evil to prevail. And I want to say this again, and I want you to listen carefully. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, they all proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Man wants to do the wrong thing. He gets in trouble. And then he wants to blame God for the choices that he made. You know, the Bible tells us that his commandments were set to warn his servant. Read Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment. By them thy servant is warned. Praise God for stop signs. Praise God for speed limit signs. Praise God for warning signs if I'm going around a tall canyon out in Colorado. Thank God there's warning signs telling me danger, don't go that direction. That's what God's moral law does. Thank God in the wintertime it says thin ice before I step out on the lake and find out if it meant what it really said. Praise God for his mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your law. Thank you for your understanding. And oh, how love I the law. It's my meditation all the day long. Yep. The law to Christ, Christ to the law, said Wesley. He's exactly right. We're going to come right back after this break. I want to try to get over to You're So Heavenly Minded if we have time, and I think we might have time. So we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Two more segments, hour two, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Okay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any firsthand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got lost there. It sounded like an hour break here, so sorry about that. Thank you for the good work down there at GCN, and thank you for my top producer in the whole world, Mr. Pickle. I just want to kind of, you know, I got some things that are going across live chat right now that prove the point perfectly as to how everybody wants to blame somebody else for the things that are being said. And I'm not saying, I'm just extracting the comments. There's tons of them right now, and I appreciate my live chat friends. I really do. But I just had someone say, the ministers are to blame for the damage that they have done. They will be judged harsher than the backslider. Yes, the Bible tells us that very thing in the book of James. But I want to pull responsibility, because when you look at the book of Acts, you've seen that the churches were in the houses. Okay? And so in other words, church starts at home. I don't know about you, but me, I feed on the bread of life. I have church every day of my life. I have been since I've been saved. And again, I want to remind you, not because I have to, but because I want to. I go across the country, literally thousands of hotels, since the inception of my ministry, from across the country. And I think we have seen 3 hotel rooms that have not had a Bible. I need to add this, because a majority of the Bibles, easily out of the thousands of hotel rooms that we've stayed in across the country since the inception of my ministry, are brand new. They've never even been cracked open. So what I'm saying is, you go ahead and blame who you want for the damage, but where I see the ministers of the day and the preachers of the day fail, I see my responsibility to right the wrongs, and that's exactly what I'm doing on the radio. I'm not looking to be excused out of what I hope to get out of. I'm looking to lose all of my excuses that I might get something done. And so it is. Hey, America, with everything that's going in the direction that it's going today, do you understand that if you're a Christian, do you see the opportunity where so many fail their obligation before God, our opportunity to pick it up and do what they left off? Oh, my goodness. We have such a huge opportunity, and that's exactly how I see it, friends. It's exactly how I see it. I'm frustrated with these ministers, too, my friend on live chat. But I'm not going to sit there and blame them for what they've left off. No, they're already carrying, they've already seared their conscience. They're already walking in the condemnation because of their love for darkness, rejecting the light that exposes the darkness. Read John 3, starting in verse 19. Okay? The condemnation is to those that hate God. Okay? Those that are in Christ, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the life of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has set us all free from the law of sin and death. Okay? So I get all that. But I just want to remind you that don't blame the ministers, because there's plenty of this in Scripture, too, by the way. Jeremiah 23, Matthew 23. Look at the time that Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the Herodians. Oh, my goodness. Constantly turning around and backhanding these people verbally in front of everybody, shaming them, calling them the blind, leading the blind. That's why they're all in the ditch. He warned us in Mark 8:15 of these people. Listen, where they fail, where they leave their duty undone, that gives us opportunity to pick it up and do what they left undone. Okay? I could go there right now with you, friends. I think I might. I think I just might do this. You know, it's one of the things that I noticed right away when I first got into the church. And I sat back and listened to a youth pastor talk about what he was going to do in public schools for a couple months. I couldn't stomach it anymore. We ended up going to a school, the biggest school in the state of Minnesota. And he said, let's go into the school. And so we went into the school and we met some real timid Christians, right? They lack Christianity. And they were over in a corner on the side of the lunchroom, and we sat down and I said, well, what are we doing here? Well, we're meeting some of the kids from youth group. Okay, cool. That's good and all. But if we want to do a high school assembly, we don't want to do it in the back corner of the high school here. We want the whole school. We want the assembly. And we have the right to do that. And that's why I went out and did hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. I didn't want to be a part of the problem. I wanted to be a part of the answer. By the way, just a side note, there's a true story out. I love true stories. I love documentaries of Harriet Tubman. And Harriet Tubman was the one responsible. They called her the Black Moses. She was the woman that escaped her slavery, her chains. And instead of resting content that she was freed, she turned around and got all of her friends out. And she went, in fact, to many plantations to free other slaves. This is twofold. And in the process of doing so, she was asked by a reporter, so Mrs. Tubman, that's not her real name, by the way, that's her free name that she took on, Harriet Tubman. She said to Harriet Tubman, it's true that you freed hundreds of slaves. And she said, yes, I would have freed hundreds more had they known that they were slaves. Okay? I want to say this, because I just seen the movie Harriet Tubman. The content was outstanding. It was very upright. It was great. You want to talk about a woman of God? They kept everything in it. Outstanding. She freed her hundreds, but I want to say this to you. Lord, I don't know where we're going, but I do in part, and so I'll take it in part. I have spoken to literally hundreds of thousands of students in public schools in this country. When I was liberated by Christ, John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Going back to John 8, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. When you're liberated, you want to go see others that are bound up and enslaved in sin. You want to see them liberated too. Harriet Tubman saved her hundreds. But I want to tell you, by my God, thousands upon tens of thousands upon hundreds of thousands will be saved because of this incompetence servant of the Most High God. What Harriet did, I've done. What the Lord has done for you, you will do for others. And you don't have to have someone to motivate you to do it. I've heard people say, Bradley, you're kind of like the Braveheart out there, kind of getting the rallying the troops together. No, that's not really what I'm doing. I'm just here showing you what God will do if you're willing to do it too. That's it, Lord. That's it. That no flesh should glory in your presence, I want you to see Him. Hey, folks, nothing within myself can take any praise for what He has done. He just needs a yielded vessel to do it. And going back to what we were talking about, those that are online talking about it's somebody else's fault, you kind of prove my point concerning what we were talking about. How can the act be apart from the actor? We don't want to blame other people. Where they leave it off, like the son of Dodo, Eleazar, where the children of Israel ran in the book of Samuel, he picked up his sword and ran after the Philistines. He did it all by himself. Him and his God. Him and his God. Like John Knox rightly said, a man with God is always in the majority. I'm here, and I'm with my head bowed. And my heart filled. What He's done with me, know that He can do it with you. It's not my ability, friends, it's my inability that gives Him the ability to do it through me. That's how He's glorified. Because it's not me that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. My ministry is based off of this. What the Lord did through me and what He's doing through me, He can most surely use you. And what an awesome Savior you are, Jesus Christ. You are Holy One of Israel who renews me and regenerates me that I might grow up in grace. 2 Peter 3:18. I'm not on the radio show, friends, speaking to 117 cities and 53 countries because I want to blame somebody else. Is there any question that it is other people's faults? There's no question about it at all. There's no question about it that the church in America and corrupt politicians are hand in glove in ensuring that 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered, pushing forth the gay agenda. But yeah, they're hand in glove. It's the church's fault, yep. But I'm a part of that church. And if I'm a part of that church, I don't want to be one to just point the finger at the problem. I want to be one that actually brings in the right to the wrong that I'm highlighting. That's Christianity. We're called to be repairers of the breach. Okay? Period. We're called to repair the breaches. Where we see something left undone, let's pick it up and go do it. That's what's going to cause you to stand out and shine forth while other men are being trodden underfoot. And I'm thinking of this very scripture right now. Let your light so shine before men, Matthew 5:16. Listen to how you're to let your light shine, that they may see your good works. I don't do the works to get saved. I do the works because I'm saved. How is God glorified? And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about that for a moment, huh? I think about John 15. Right? How's God glorified? Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. How's He glorified, friends? John 15. Read the whole of the chapter. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other sons and daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other sons and daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. This is it. Hey, folks, please consider supporting the ministry. November and December is always the hardest for ministries. Please go to Sons of Liberty Radio or Sons of Liberty Media and go to the store. Become a son or daughter of Liberty. We're not coming to you saying this is what we're going to do. We always come with a basket full of fruit saying this is what we have done and we're more than able to overcome. Numbers 14. And so it is, friends. Do consider supporting us between November and December. It's very hard for the ministry. With that said, this ministry also receives less than 0.5% of 1% of all financing that goes into ministries. So again, do consider it. We appreciate you and more than you know. With that said, friends, I want you to listen to something that my wife wrote. And I want you to listen to this real quick. I'm going to go through the Ten Commandments really quick, and then I want you to hear this because this will minister to those that I'm reading their comments on live chat right now. Because my listeners out there driving around the United States failed to call in for some reason or another. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, right? 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to it. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you serve other gods? Oh, no, I love Jesus with all my heart. What do you give your time to? That's your God. Okay. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There is one God. Okay. Read Matthew 22, verse 37. We're to love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Right. And the second is namely like this. Unto this, that we love our neighbor as ourselves. And we can't love our neighbors as ourselves until we first love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it says in 1 John that by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Amen. Amen. 1 John 5. Number two is thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. I'm here to tell you, I'm a faithful witness that delivers souls, to tell you that your God doesn't exist. Okay? Because if you serve a God that overlooks your lying, your stealing, your adultery, so on and so forth, that's exactly what you've created. A God that looks just like you. It's like a politician that works for, in so many different ways, in comparison, friends. It's like a politician working for special interest groups. He never makes reference to the Constitution, but he wants you to believe that he's working for you. Well, he's pushing forth policy that destroys policy, the Constitution. Okay? So it is with Christians. They say they love Jesus, but they live their lives where everybody would think that they're living for the devil. Okay? That's a double-minded man or a double-minded woman who's unstable in all of their ways. But I want to tell you something. It stands contrary to the law of God. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Do you practice what you preach? If you want to keep his commandments better, like Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, ask for more grace to keep his commandments better. Amen. Grace is the empowerment to overcome, right? Where sin abounds, grace does much more overcome, Romans 5. Number four is this. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you honor God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man on that day? Okay? It's a day for no servile work, done for self. But it is the day that God still has your heart and you serve man. We're called to be servants. Number five is honor your father and your mother. That means to hold them in high esteem. As far as they go with the Lord, you honor them in that. That thy days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Friends, do you hold your parents in high esteem? I want to say this. My mom used to say this to me. She died in 2011. She used to say to me, give me flowers while I'm alive. Don't bring them to my funeral. She said, I can't see them then. Hey, folks, honor your parents. Call them up. Go take them out to dinner. If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be here. Buy them flowers today. Call them up and tell them what they mean to you and how much you thank God for them. Because I got to tell you, friends, my dad was MIA. My mom died in 2011. And to be honest with you, I wish I had a mom to call. I wish I had a mom to buy flowers for. Do what you can do while you have the time to do it. Number six is, thou shalt not kill. That's the law, right? Exodus 20, the New Testament, Matthew 5 says, are you angry with your brother? Because if you are without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Look at how grace magnifies the law. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, have you looked upon a man or a woman to lust after them? Because if you have, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and to cast it from thee. Right? And go into hell. It's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and cast it from thee. And go into heaven maimed rather than end up in hell with both. He's showing you the value of your soul. Nobody would sell me one of their eyeballs for $1 million or all the money in the world. If you say that you would, you're a reprobate. People understand the value of their eyeballs, right? And Jesus used that as a parable. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Have you stolen something of great value or small value? It matters not. Stealing is stealing regardless of its value in the sight of God. I'll tell you what. I have a conscience, which means with knowledge, that if it offends at the smallest, I'll tell you what. It's the smallest offense. I'm completely convicted of it. Have you ever looked at a lake and it looks like a mirror and you can't even see a ruffle? But all of a sudden the wind blows over the top of it and you can see a tiny little ripple on top of that mirror lake? That's my conscience before God. I want to tell you this, friends. That's not a curse. That's a blessing. If I owe somebody a nickel, that's not an over-exaggeration at all. I am a burden bearer in so many different ways. But if I do anything before God that's offensive, I'm telling you what, I feel it. and I want to write it because I don't want to offend him. I want to walk in the light of his countenance. Remember, King David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not offend thee." Well, that goes to my brother too. If I owe my brother a nickel or $100, I better keep my word. Read Deuteronomy 23:23, because if you fail to do so, you're going to be convicted of it. You're going to be condemned for it until you right the wrongs. And we have that ability by the grace of God. Number 9 is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Have you told a lie before? So many people think that you got to tell 10 lies and then a bell goes off. Then you better quit doing it. A lie is a lie. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:9, a false witness shall not go unpunished. And it also tells us that he will perish. Read also Revelations 21. Folks, concerning the judgment, all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Also read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Now going over to number 10, thou shalt not covet. That means to lust after that which belongs to somebody else. It says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox or his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Friends, have you lusted after something that does not belong to you? I'm just here to tell you, you can't take it with you. The Bible says that Paul wrote, he came into the world naked, and it's certain that he's going to leave the world naked. He came into the world with nothing, and he's going to leave the world with nothing. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and number 7 of those commandments says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus came along and intensified law and grace and said that even if you look upon a man or a woman to lust after them, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. Matthew 5:28. And then I'll say, have you ever looked upon a man or a woman to lust? And I'm asking you. I'm not judging you. You have admitted to being a liar, a thief. I've broken the commandments of God. So when you die and stand before God on judgment day, where do you think he should send you? Heaven or hell? Most people say heaven. Well, why is that? And then they'll say, well, because I've told God that, I've been told that God is a loving God and he'll forgive me of my sins. Yeah, upon repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Well, try that in a court of law, though. Just try it. Try it in a court of law. Say that someone raped your sister, burned down your house, stole your car, and then stood in front of the judge and said, I know that I'm guilty of these things, but I've been told by many people that you're a loving judge, and I believe that you're just going to forgive me of my crimes. And what if the judge said, you know, you're right, I am a loving judge, so I think I'll just overlook your crimes. You're free to go. Would that be a good judge? Of course not. That would be a bad judge. A good judge and a loving judge will not overlook a person's crime. A good judge will bring down justice upon their crimes, and so will God the Father. In fact, it is because of the fact that the judge is loving that he must punish evildoers, and you and I are sinners that are only going to be saved by grace if we choose so. Ephesians 2:8. In the same way, it is because God is loving and because God is good and because God is just that he must punish evildoers who violate his law and commit crimes against heaven. Only an unloving judge would overlook his crime and let criminals off scot-free. A criminal deserves to be punished, and so should you and I. But the good news is that Christ stepped in and paid the price for our crimes against God and his law by spilling his blood and dying on the cross for our sins. And that is why the gospel is called the good news to those that accept it. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in a day in 23. See ya!
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.